my gun, set a telephone number with 911. Got Brother Jimmy on the TV, Killer on the stereo. Said if you wanna get it, you got to let it go. She got the boogie woogie woogie spread all over the place. You got it stacked through the ceiling, got it sticking in your face. You know my baby likes to rock it like a boogie woogie choo choo train. Baby likes to rock it. Like a boogie woogie choo choo train. She got the boogie woogie woogie spread all over the place. She got it stacked through the ceiling, got it sticking in your face. You know my baby likes to rock it like a boogie woogie choo choo train. Baby likes to rock it.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, waiting in Los Angeles to see what happens next following 3 days of protests over ICE raids.
This morning, sharp political reaction after President Trump federalized California's National Guard without state approval. It's the first time a president has taken control of a state's National Guard without approval in 60 years. Democrats say the move could undermine democracy. Republicans defend the president's move, saying it was necessary to maintain law and order.
ABC's Perry Russum, President Trump's travel ban on 12 mostly Middle Eastern and African countries, and his partial travel ban on 7 other countries went into effect at midnight. Kilmar Obrego Garcia, the man who made headlines for being mistakenly deported to a prison in El Salvador, is back in the U.S. to face criminal charges for alleged human smuggling. The charges stem from a 2022 traffic stop. Israeli forces seizing the aid boat that activist Greta Thunberg and others had been trying to get to Gaza. This is ABC News. An investigation is underway after the attempted assassination of a Colombian senator who was also a presidential hopeful. ABC's Marcus Moore says authorities aren't only going after the person who pulled the trigger, but those who are suspected of planning the assassination as well.
Authorities have arrested a 15-year-old suspect who they say was found in the area of the shooting with a 9mm Glock-type firearm. The Attorney General's office taking the lead on the investigation, calling the shooting an attack on Democratic participation ahead of next year's presidential election.
Miguel Arrube was shot multiple times during a campaign rally in Bogota on Saturday night. In London, talks are going on today between U.S. and Chinese leaders on trying to scale back the trade war. The secretaries of the Treasury and Commerce are leading the U.S. team in discussions. They come 4 days after President Trump spoke with China's leader over the phone. Chinese exports to the U.S. fell nearly 10% last month. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale, which means if you're shopping for summer, you can get insider deals on our best brands, even ones that aren't usually on sale, like an extra 30% off Hugo Boss, Calvin Klein, Levi's, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance. And with Father's Day just around the corner on June 15th, it's a great time to shop for Dad. Stop by Macy's today and walk out with the perfect gift. Don't miss Friends and Family. Ends Monday, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
The Home Depot has fast, free delivery on the perfect gift to help Dad do more this Father's Day. Because Dad is more than just a dad. He's groundskeeper of the yard, the perfecter of the patio, and the cleaner of the clippings. Power Dad's doing with Ryobi cordless outdoor power tools from The Home Depot. Like the Ryobi 40-volt string trimmer kit for $159. For everything Dad is, find the perfect gift at The Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for more details.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A child is dead in a boating accident in the Milwaukee suburbs. Muskego police say a 10-year-old boy died in a Saturday morning collision on Little Muskego Lake. The boy was one of three passengers in a stationary boat that was struck by a boat being operated by a 74-year-old man. The boy was taken to the hospital but later died. The man piloting the boat and the victim have not been identified. A bipartisan bill at the Capitol would create a grant program to help smaller police agencies in Wisconsin address staffing shortages. Beloit Democrat Representative Clinton Anderson says very few of these smaller departments are able to send someone to the police academy.
Very few people who go through the police academy are not already being paid by a larger agency. So it gets really tough to find people who are already trained. The other problem is you're seeing a lot of lateral hires. So smaller departments will have a trained officer and then they'll go to a bigger agency.
The proposal would cover the cost of academy training and on-the-job training for police. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on five different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users are compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thundershowers possible today and a high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated shower, thundershower possible, low in the low 50s. Tomorrow will be sunny and warmer with a high tomorrow in the upper 70s. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool. about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You slid over there close as we drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Look, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with after all these years, there's one thing I found. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. But it might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom.
I've been living my life like a man in chains. Ever since she took her love away, but this is now and that was then. And baby, all bad things gotta come to an end.
So tonight I'm throwing caution into the wind, getting down to the business of living again. Back in the saddle.
Adobe Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning crown. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun, and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. 'Cause I was headed north to Tennessee, and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red will have you treat for the morning. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN, Blake Shelton, Old Red. Here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 40s, low 50s. Rain today. We have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, our farm broadcasting colleague Dennis Guy from Canada is going to be in our newsmaker segment. Those new U.S. tariffs against aluminum and steel. Well, Dennis has the reaction from Canada, and we'll have more with Dennis here coming up this hour in our newsmaker segment. Later on this morning at 9:10, we kick off our week-long spotlight of the Peterson family, hosts of the Pierce County Dairy Breakfast. And the breakfast will be at their farm this Saturday. We're going to kick off our spotlight of the Peterson family this morning at 9:10. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that more than 96% of Wisconsin's dairy farms are family-owned, producing over 30 billion pounds of milk every year? That's nearly 14% of total U.S. milk production. The lure of Wisconsin's picturesque dairy farms, pastures, and rolling hills help make tourism one of the state's top industries. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by UtterTech. From waterproof bib overalls to cloth towel aprons, UtterTech products can make your life life easier on the farm. Find out more. Visit UtterTechInc.com.
UtterTech is celebrating June Dairy Month by donating 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries with every web order. Visit UtterTechInc.com and order your waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech working gear is ready to go for the next day. Visit UtterTechInc.com. Place your order, and UtterTech will donate 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Kurzalski, Stonex Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, we're recording this before the April Dairy Products Report was issued last Thursday, but I'd like to take a look at the changes that occurred in June in federal order milk pricing. What are your thoughts?
I don't really have an opinion on how it's going to impact. We know the price changes on the milk price for Class 3 and Class 4 and how that impacts producers. I mean, it's going to be a case-by-case basis depending on where they're at. It's already been priced into the market. What hasn't, and what I guess is maybe the key thing that I'm watching right now, is just the spot cheese market, because the barrel price no longer floats into the NDPSR report. Doesn't get figured into the price of milk. But we still trade spot loads of barrel cheese on the exchange. So the question I have is, now that we removed barrels from the pricing formula for milk, what happens with barrels on the spot market? I mean, do people trade it? Does it swing widely? Does it unhinge everything else? Does it have an impact on blocks? I mean, all of these questions so far, business as usual, but that's my question.
So let's look at the markets last week. What did you see?
Well, we've had a really good past couple of months in terms of like upward price momentum for, you know, certainly better prices overall for dairy producers. One of the interesting things, I think, is the futures market basically led the rallies for cheese and for butter specifically. Both of those contracts have been up quite a bit. Most recently, the butter market. Butter has moved up almost 25 cents in the past couple weeks, and it's been led by really strong futures markets. Futures are still running a premium to the spot market, but the interesting thing about butter, there's plenty of cream out there. And this, we're in early June. We really haven't turned the heat up. There's a lot of cream out in the country anecdotally, and it would appear that that would be plenty. There's also plenty of AA salted butter, which is what we trade on the CME spot market. So in the last 2 weeks, we've traded over 100 loads of CME spot butter. So there's butter out there. There's product available. In fact, the same thing is true on cheese, but the markets remain pretty strong. It's good to see, but it tells us that, hey, you know, maybe we don't have to go to $3 butter. Maybe we don't have to go to $2.40 cheese just yet. That still may be out there ahead of us, but it's not the story for early June.
Dave Kurzalski, Stonex Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
There are three words that can instantly transform a relationship. The words, "I am sorry," seem simple but can sometimes be extremely hard to say, and they can even be more difficult to actually mean.
To harvest the miracles attached to these three words, the appropriate behavior is necessary. Using the correct tone of voice can make all the difference. For example, "I am sorry" versus "I am sorry."
Having the right body language is also crucial. People can see if your facial expressions line up with what you are saying. And of course, your actions after your apology must also confirm that you are indeed sorry.
A person's apology should never depend on the other person. Your choice to apologize must be based on your own heart's condition. Be quick and sincere when you apologize, and never allow the word "but" in the same sentence.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Payments have been sent or are being sent to livestock producers eligible for qualifying drought or wildfire losses under USDA's Emergency Livestock Relief Program. Farm Service Agency Administrator Bill Beam.
If you qualify for the loss, you should be receiving a payment in the mail if you've not received it already. Farm Service Agency is issuing emergency relief payments to ranchers who have approved applications through the Livestock Forage Disaster Program for grazing losses due to eligible drought or wildfire.
More details at fsa.usda.gov. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MAP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Your mind is made up, you won't even try. You didn't even cry this time. He said that we could never see eye to eye, and one of us just must be blind. We have our differences, we're still the same. See what we won't want to see. But you take a second look and maybe things wouldn't seem the same if you could see what you mean to me. Put yourself in my shoes. Walk a mile for me. I put myself. Then we'd see. And if you put yourself in my shoes, you'd have some sympathy. And if I could only put myself in your shoes, I'd walk right back to me. Say you don't even care, but I could always recognize a real goodbye, and I know your heart's not there. We've had our differences, we're still the same. Hear what we won't want to hear. Now I'm head over heels in the lost and found, it's a crying shame. I thought we made the perfect pair. Put yourself in my shoes. Walk a mile, walk that mile for me. I'll put myself in your shoes. Maybe then we'd see.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Clint Black and Put Yourself in My Shoes here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, 50 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning, the milk markets, double-digit gains across the board. July milk up 15 to 1879, August up 39 to 1940, September up 31 to 1944, October milk up 27 at 1937. Cheese markets from Friday, at barrels steady at 186, 40-pound blocks down 6 1/4 to 185 and 3/4, 21 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1/4 to 255 and a half, 23 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 126 and a quarter, 3 trades. Dry way up 1 1/4 to 58, 2 trades on the day. Sharp gains in the cash cattle trade throughout last week added further buying interest on Friday to all of the cattle markets. Meanwhile, there was also strong underlying support as well in lean hog futures, providing some support. Looks like that support and buying interest will continue today as the markets are still expecting some higher cash markets and continued good demand. June live cattle opens the day at 226.30, August at 218.87, October at 215.52, August feeder cattle open at 310.15, September at 309.12, October at 306.90. June hogs open the day at 102.62, July 107.10, August at 109.40. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower today. We're going to have a lot of reports coming in from USDA this week. We'll also have that crop conditions report as well. So there is some positioning ahead of that. As July corn down 1 1/4 this morning to 441 1/4, September down 2 3/4 to 430 1/2. New crop down 3 3/4 to 445 1/2. July beans up 3/4 to 1058. August steady at 1050 3/4. September, November both down 1/4. September at 1028. November at 1036. July soybean meal up 20 cents to 295.90. July soybean oil up 1 cent to 47.51. Chicago wheat, July down 3 1/4 to 551 1/2. September down 2 3/4 to 566. Minneapolis wheat, July down 3 to 632 1/4, while September down 2 at 642. Energy markets this morning, July crude oil up 16 cents to 64.74. August up 17 cents to 63.80. Meanwhile, July and August gas steady, July at 208, August at 206. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Local markets from Friday at Elsevia in Durand. Cash corn, 396. July, 398. New crop, 389. Cash beans, 977. July, 982. New crop, 947. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash in July corn, 404 1/2. August, 413 1/4. New crop, 399 1/4. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn, 417. August, 418. New crop, 402. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, cash corn, 392. New crop, 399. Cash beans, 987. New crop, 962. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn at 398. New crop, 399. Cash beans, 972. New crop, 952. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 416, July 418, August 413, new crop 410, cash beans 1022, July 1025, August 1007, new crop 979. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash in July, corn 390, new crop 395, cash at beans 988, July 991, new crop 969. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 212 to 242, Holstein fed cattle 182 to 209, market cows 125 to 150, bulls 156 to 202, calves 540 to 1570, beef steers 225 to 760, Holstein steers 160 to 590. Sheep markets, light lambs 260 and down, market lambs 245 and down, ewes 135 and down, goat markets, does 330 and down, bucks 490 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090.
Go Duran the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Say
day I die. Somebody tell me, 'cause I'm born to be loved, born to be kissed, born to find the one to show me what I missed. Cause I'm born to be blue, born just to cry, born to be alone till the day I die.
I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury. Lord, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. About a Mercury, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'll put it high gear now. Well, my baby went out, she didn't stay long. Bought herself a Mercury, come a cruising home. Crazy about a Mercury. Yeah, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Tell you what I'd do, I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury, Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Enough. You're ready
give up on that little lie they call love. Then out of the blue clear sky, falling right into your hand, like rain on the desert sand. It's the last thing you had planned. Then out of the blue clear sky, here she comes a-walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue clear sky. Ain't love a funny thing? One day you're giving up the dream, and the next you're picking out a ring out of the blue clear sky. Here she comes a walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Recently, U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports doubled, and Canada is not happy about it. Our NAFB colleague in Canada, Dennis Skye, has more.
President Trump signed an order that doubled tariffs on all imported steel and aluminum products from 25 to 50% to take effect immediately for the American market. The U.S. is the largest importer of steel in the world after the European Union and is the world's largest aluminum importer. It currently gets most of those raw products from Canada. Canadian metals industry is calling on Ottawa to retaliate and to match those 50% tariffs shortly after the U.S. announcement was made. Prime Minister Mark Carney's reaction was to say that tariffs are both unjustified and illegal. However, with discussions currently in place and the fact that Canada was not specifically targeted, Carney says that Canada is going to take a breath before reacting.
They're bad for American workers, bad for American industry, and of course for Canadian industry as well. We will take some time, not much, because we are in intensive discussions right now with the Americans on the trading relationship. I would note that the American action is a global action. It's not one targeted at Canada. So we will take some time, but not much.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford was more direct in his response. Ford says that he wants the American public to realize that a tariff is a domestic consumer tax. And he said because much of Canada's raw exports are bought back as finished products, this latest action will only hurt U.S. steel and aluminum workers now that the Canadian raw products are priced out of the U.S. market.
He just taxed Americans $15 billion. By adding these tariffs is very short-sighted, in my opinion. Maybe the steel sector jumping up and down, but when they start laying people off, we ship aluminum down there, they convert it, ship it back up, that's done.
Steel mills are the largest employer in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. That town's mayor, Matthew Shoemaker, agrees with Premier Doug Ford's assessment. A 50% tariff on imported steel into the American market will cripple and possibly kill production.
Makes the product uneconomic.
economic to sell at a 50% increase in cost. They were able to hobble along, I would say, with the 25% tariff, but at 50%, there might not be Canadian steel being produced.
Already high metal prices are continuing to rise as the result of the new measures. David Frum is a Canadian and a political analyst living in Washington. Frum believes that this surprise doubling of tariff rates on industrial foundation goods like steel and aluminum is soon going to cost President Trump the goodwill of many of his most loyal supporters.
They're going to come as a tremendous shock to a lot of people who trusted Trump. Imported goods suddenly cost a lot more, including cars and trucks, because of Trump's tariffs. Sooner or later, they feel the reality, and the reality is going to hurt, and they may be mad.
Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
Thanks, Dennis. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
It will be a cool day today with plenty of cloud cover and even rain showers, which will hold back highs in the 60s in our ag weather forecast. But we quickly warm up Tuesday with sunny skies and west winds. Looks like we'll see temperatures in the mid to upper 70s to even low 80s. Now, another round of active weather, though, is expected Wednesday night through Friday with multiple rounds of thunderstorms and heavy rainfall possible. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. We'll have scattered showers, even a thunderstorm possible. We'll have highs 52 to 67, precipitation chance at 50%, relative humidities at 53 to 58%, west winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25, anywhere from a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 48 to 53, relative humidities at 93 to 98%, west winds at 8 to 13, gusting to 25. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, we'll have highs 76 to 81, relative humidities at 42 to 47%, west winds at 6 to 11, we'll see about 13 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 75 to 80. Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 70 to 75. Friday, cloudy, showers and storms likely, highs 65 to 70. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, we'll have highs 70 to 75. Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 75 to 80.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Did you know that Wisconsin cheese can be found in 99% of grocery stores across the country? Just look for the Proudly Wisconsin Cheese badge at your local grocery store to support Wisconsin family farms. Taste the finest Wisconsin dairy products across the state or visit a dairy breakfast on the farm to learn more about Wisconsin dairy.
This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer seed dealer serving Western Wisconsin.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
You do your best to keep pesticides away from the kids, but the exposure risk is still there. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. There are many ways that kids come in contact with pesticides as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Pesticides can pose a health risk to children. Their bodies are going through developmental processes that can be affected by pesticide exposure. The extent depends on the toxicity of the ingredients, how much of the pesticide they've been exposed to, and for how long. Casey Buell is the Pesticide Safety Education Program Coordinator in Oregon. She says just the everyday behavior of a child can put them at risk.
They put their toys and their hands in their mouths, and they spend more time on the floor and on the ground where residues may be present. They might eat unwashed produce right from the garden, but washing those fruits and vegetables before kids eat them can really reduce those potential exposures.
When mom and dad walk through the door after being outside, kids love to run to them for a hug. Parents might unknowingly have pesticide residue on their skin or clothes, which could be rubbed off onto their child.
They can do things like washing up and possibly changing their clothes before hugging the little ones at the end of the day, and also separating out the laundry, washing clothes separately if they might have some pesticide residue on them from the family laundry can prevent spreading the residue from one piece of clothing to another. Another really powerful thing they can do is to leave their shoes or boots at the door to avoid tracking that residue around the house.
Kids are naturally curious and masters at getting into stuff they shouldn't. Be sure you store pesticides and other dangerous chemicals under lock and key, preferably in a shed or other building outside of the house. Create a safe play area and cover up outdoor playthings when you know a pesticide is going to be applied. Learn more on how you can keep your kids safe around pesticides at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Empty. I was sweeping up the floor. That's when she walked in. I said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. And she said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse. I said, I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said, you'll only get this back on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hall. Chairs up and the lights turn way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced. And from that moment, there was never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about. And then one evening, when she stopped. stop by after work. I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt, and as her eyes filled up with tears, she said, "This is the last thing I expected." Then she took me by the hand and said, "I'll only marry you on one condition." And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down. Played, we held each other close, and we danced like no one else had ever danced before. I can't explain what happened on that floor, but the music played, we held each other. We danced. Yeah, we danced.